Do you remember the Old Testament character of Samson? His story is told in the book of Judges. He was a very strong deliverer of God's people. Hello, I'm Pastor David Bissett of Clifton Park Community Church in the Capital District, and I'm your pastor for the day. And today I want to just remind you something the Bible teaches us about strength. Samson is very famous for being strong. So strong he could kill a lion with his bare hands. So strong he could kill 30 men in a battle. And we know how the end of his life went. As the scriptures record, he was in a pagan temple and was able to push two columns apart and bring down the roof and kill the enemies of God. Samson was known for being strong. And from his birth, he was to be dedicated as a Nazarite, someone who would drink no alcohol and would never cut his hair. And friends, one thing we forget is that the strength of Samson was not in his hair. Ask someone, they might say, because he had hair. No, the strength of Samson was the presence of God, the Spirit of God coming upon Samson. The fact that Samson was of service to the Lord, consecrated to him, and the Lord would come upon him in power and thus give him strength. We see that in several places as the ministry of Samson is described in Judges 13:25. The Spirit of the Lord began to stir in him. In chapter 14, a couple of times when he was entering into danger, when he faced a lion alone, the Spirit of the Lord gave him strength. So Samson was a mighty man for God because he was filled with the Spirit of God. 150 years ago, a Scottish pastor wrote about Samson and then wanted to make this point for us as well as Christians. He said, "So it is more or less with us. If we are to be spiritually vigorous and helpful, we must be heartily the Lord's and thoroughly consecrated. So long as we thus feel and act, God will be with us and make gracious use of us. Though in ourselves," writes Robert MacDonald, "though in ourselves utterly feeble, and in the world's eyes it may be, the very weakest of weaklings, yet united to the Lord, on whom we lean, we become giants in spiritual might and can move mountains." My friends, it is true with Christians, as it was with Samson. When the Spirit of God is stirring within us, we have an inner spiritual strength, regardless of the appearance of the outer man. This is the way we're taught in the New Testament. Ephesians chapter 6 tells us about the armor of God, how we can be mighty and strong for the spiritual battles we face. But the very armor of God passage in Ephesians 6 begins in verse 10 with this fundamental truth: "Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might." Friends, Samson was strong because of the Lord's presence with him. And when Samson took that for granted, he lost his spiritual strength. Believers, we are strong in the Lord, and God's Spirit is with us and will never leave us or forsake us. May we be strong in the Lord. May we come to the point where we can testify, as Paul did in writing to the Philippians, "I can do all things through him who strengthens me." Well, a few thoughts about strength and a little remembrance of Samson. I hope this blesses you and strengthens you this day. I'm Pastor David Bissett from Clifton Park Community Church in Clifton Park, New York. That's in the Capital District. You can find out more about us at our website, www.cliftonparkcommunitychurch.org. Well, until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you in his word, and be strong in him.